Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
Decoupling of real estate commissions. What the heck does that mean? Hey everybody, it's Mike Ferrante here with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. We're real estate agents covering essentially the northern half of Ohio, from Columbus to Cleveland, Akron, Youngstown, even Lorain County. So if you need some help in Ohio, please hit us up. It's 21mike.com, or you can email me directly, mike@21mike.com. We're currently, Tony, the reigning number one team for Century 21 in the world, they say. I'm a little dubious of that, but hey.
Well, we'll hit all the Century 21 offices around the world and ask.
One we should by do one. That. Yeah, we should do that. Like we were saying, we're not sure how they tally those numbers, but hey, we did a lot of transactions last year and maintain a 5-star rating on Google. So that's all that's important is your transaction and how we take care of you. So
I just want one little trivia is there's actually more Century 21 offices in China than there are in the whole United States. So that tells you how big, how many offices. You know, we have over 15,000 offices around the world and a lot in China. So we'd be probably there a long time.
Wow. I had no idea. I had not heard that, Tony. So I mentioned Tony, broker owner of Homestar. He devotes his time to helping agents. Tony's been around the real estate business for over 30 years as a broker, as an agent in the very beginning. We still have that picture of you when you were selling real estate, and of course, some title and mortgage experience. Tony, you can text him. He's available 23 and a half hours a day. He sleeps for about a half hour every day. 216-374-1269. Shoot him a text and talk real estate. Tony, thank you so much for making the time every week to do this with us.
I always look forward to Tuesdays. Well, every day I look forward to, but Tuesdays are always a little special.
Every day is real estate day. So let's get back to the topic. Tony, I wanted to talk about decoupling of real estate commissions and what that means. I'm going to read something from an article in Barron's I saw talking about what the Department of Justice is trying to do, or at least talking about doing. Excuse me. I want to talk about how we present this to sellers and what exactly it means. And then, you know, just take a little glimpse into the future and see how we as agents and brokers need to be discussing this with the public. Because I think that's really where a lot of the problems started and where the lawsuit started, is that we were not clear enough as an industry, that we say, oh, commissions were always negotiable. But I think that we weren't clear enough about it. So we're going to hit today how we discuss this with our sellers going forward. So first, Tony, decoupling of commission, I think there's a couple parts to it, but I don't know. Can I throw it over to you and say, what does this mean? What is decoupling?
Well, my opinion, decoupling, or I use the term sometimes unbundling, basically the way I view it is that as a seller and a listing agent, we used to bundle it together. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, Mr. Seller, Mrs. Seller, we're going to sell your house. We think it's in your best interest. This is the total commission you will pay between me and the other agent. And you don't have to worry about paying any more or any less than this. And we bundled it all up and sold it to buyers and buyers agents to come bring your buyers. And it's already packaged for us. Now it's kind of unbundling and now it's up for negotiation or up for what your services will provide and what you're going to charge people. So I think there's some positive signs to that. So if does that make sense, it's just now it's unbundling. You're going to pick the buyer side, the seller side, who's going to pay it, how much you're going to charge for your services. And now it's all, you know, up for grabs, so to say.
I think that's a great explanation, Tony. And just to elaborate a little bit on that, I think that what was happening out there in the world is that some agents were just talking about that total and not really being clear about how they were splitting it. And I think there's probably a lot of buyer's agents who are waving their hands in the air saying, yeah, we didn't like that either, because it seemed like listing agents were taking a big piece of the pie for themselves and not sharing. And, you know, that's all aside now. That's going to go away. It's going to be very clear now what, if anything, is being offered. And on top of this, by decoupling it, I think what they're trying to do is to make it less prevalent for sellers to offer buyer's agent commissions, or at least make it clear that sellers have a choice. That's probably a better way to put it. So now we can go into this whole debate about whether or not it benefits sellers to offer commissions. And Tony, you and I, please guys, go back to our YouTube channel and rewatch some videos. We think there is a benefit to sellers offering commissions to buyer's agents. Now, we're not here to talk about numbers, or there's no collusion happening here on our sessions. We just firmly believe, if you, Tony, if you sold a house tomorrow and I said to you, hey, how do you want to do it? This is what I charge for my services. How much would you like to offer, if anything, to a buyer's agent? You'd probably say, heck yeah, I understand why that helps me. So, Tony, if you could elaborate on that a little bit. And then I'll read the statement or the article clip from the about the Department of Justice next.
Well, to a seller, we as agents, we know the benefits of offering a commission to buyers agents to bring the buyers. And not that the buyers won't come in. It's the ability to, it's not really, this is the one term, even myself, I catch myself saying, having the buyer's agent want or show the house. It's not the case, is that there's the buyer has chosen an agent that they don't, can't, or won't, or don't want to pay themselves. And they're saying, hey, buyer's agent, go show me some houses where you'll get compensated that way. So I think if we're clear as a real estate in general, going explain that it's not the buyer's agent is choosing to show houses, it's the buyers. Unless, again, there could be some, I would say, in the investor term, investor pool, there's investors out there saying, hey, agent, go show me whatever houses you think are good investments and show me houses. And maybe that agent are picking houses that, they're earning compensation on. But in general, most people that are just looking for a house for themselves to buy, like most sales out there, is going to be the buyer's going to be involved in what houses they want to go show. And I think that's a, not jumping, into more of the topic. I think that's what's going to come out more. It's just really the buyers are going to stand up, in my opinion, and say, we don't, we're in a society of we don't want to pay anything. Just roll everything into a price, right?
Yeah,
No matter if you have the
exactly.
money or not. And I think we're going to easily start seeing that. So I don't see we see an end of that. And then when you get into this, I won't jump the gun on you, Mike, on here. I don't see the DOJ ever being able to change that. I think the sellers will come back and fight that if they ever tried to. I don't see how that really is possible, but go ahead.
I have a great analogy or story that I'm going to use to talk about that. But Tony, to sum up what you said, I think there's two key points that I would clarify. Number one, buyers want representation, period. Don't tell me buyers don't want representation, because they do. And number two, there's a bunch of buyers who either can't afford it, can't afford to pay their agent, or don't want to. And they want to roll that into the price of the house, where they pay the seller and the seller pays everybody. So that's what we think.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. The 21 Mike team is the number one team globally for Century 21. Ohio realtors, we are looking for more great agents. Set up a confidential appointment with Mike. Just email mike@21mike.com.
Now, how to present this to sellers? What I wanted to talk about today, and Tony, I want to hear your thoughts, because here's one thing that I think is really important for agents and brokers to hear. Okay, I was having a discussion with a broker from out of state, and he was kind of arguing with me a little bit. And I said, look, I don't disagree with you. Here's the thing. I think our language has to change. I think that when I talk to a seller, I have to say, Tony, here's what I charge for my listing services. That's one piece. I charge this, whatever it is. And now let's talk about piece number two, and that's how much you would like to pay a buyer's agent who brings you an acceptable offer. It's one and two separate things. So that's all I think that's the biggest thing out of this whole conversation. Tony, anything to add on to that and how we present to sellers?
It's, I agree with you 100%, as I feel, and without my, I'm really excited and I know that sounds weird that this is coming this way, is because now sellers and listing agents 100% clear, what are you going to pay me for my services? My opinion is that let the seller leave it up open. Not that you're not going to pay anything. Let's leave it open. Let's have the buyers bring in what then. And then that, in theory, could mean better services for the buyer. So as a buyer's agent, I don't have to rely on, oh my gosh, I'm going to show all of these houses, but my services are worth this. And I might, after 6, 8 months of showing houses, I might only get this. And now I have an agreement with the buyer. I'm going to make sure I get this between buyer, seller, or a combination of both. And then you could feel comfortable as a buyer's agent to go, I'm charging this, and I'm going to give full service and best service of everything. I don't have to worry 6 months from now, get nickeled and dimed and go, I just wasted my time, because if I took all my time divided up by hours, I'd get minimum wage. So these are the things that I'm going to be training our agents on. I love talking to agents on about how to make sure you get paid for what your services are worth.
Yep. And Tony, to your point, listing agents also need to be able to explain buyer agency agreements to sellers, not just to the buyers, but also to sellers. So agents, brokers, you need to practice how you discuss buyer agency agreements with sellers. Okay, because they're going to be required if this proposed settlement lands where we think it's going to. That's one of the pieces. Buyer agency agreements will be required if you're going to work with buyers. So we have to be able to explain that to sellers so they understand what's happening. And another thing I wanted to mention, and this was huge in all these proposed settlements, is they want to make it crystal clear. Commissions are always negotiable, as they have always been. I hear lots of agents saying that on all the Facebook pages and groups I'm in. Yes, but we have to make it very clear that that has always been the case, and it still is the case.
Yeah,
Tony, anything to add?
exactly. One of the main things I want to explain to my listing agents as soon as this change happens, you've got to prep your sellers, is that when you tell your seller, this is what you're paying me for my services. Now, buyers agents are going to come, and they're going to be all over the place. What do you mean? How can they be all over? They're going to bring an offer, and you're going to see one at this percent. This is that flat fee. You might see one without getting, you don't have to pay anything. It's all going to be different now. So my feeling is, and again, I'm not an attorney. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know 100%, but I think that when we get to this point, we're not going to see buyers stop asking. I don't see how there could be, in my opinion, could be a law or something in place where a buyer says, I think buyers have a right to ask the seller to do anything. I mean, turn your house upside down, paint it purple, and I'll put it in the third kitchen. You're allowed to do that. It's a negotiation between the buyer and seller. So now it's going to be open. Buyers, every offer a seller gets could be totally different buyer compensation. And you got to prep your sellers for that. And I think there's going to be some agents that don't understand it or don't, think that, and their sellers gonna be caught off guard and be upset. Like, why have all the five offers and there's five different buyer compensations on all of these that they're asking me to pay or not pay?
Excellent points, Tony. And sellers are only worried about one thing. It's the net. Do you think sellers really care what they pay? I mean, to some extent they care, of course, but only in that it affects the net. Just like when you have a buyer asking for a seller to pay closing costs. Now, some sellers say, oh, I'm not going to pay a buyer's closing costs. But if we are able to explain it to them, we say, look, what does it matter if the offer is a little higher? And we take off those closing costs you're paying on behalf of the buyer. If you're happy with this number, you move forward, right? We have to be able to explain it in the same way.
Exactly, Mike. We should go back and find that one video or a couple of videos that we did of how to get your buyer's offers accepted in a completely seller's market. And we should just flip it. What the sellers are going to do to buy the buyer. So everything we said, pay for closing costs, pay for moving companies, let them stay in the house as long as they want. We're going to flip that around, and all of a sudden the seller's going, I'll pay your closing costs, I'll pay for your buyer's agent, I'll pay for your mover, I'll pay for you till you could live it start living here tomorrow but close 2 months from now. It's going to flip like that, and then the costs are going to change of who pays more, so to say.
So let me change gears a little bit to the DOJ, the Department of Justice. There's two articles I read, and there's little snippets that I just want to read. One of them says that the statement by the DOJ suggests that it could prohibit sellers from making commission offers to buyer brokers at all. Again, I can't see that happening, but then again, I didn't think that the lawsuit was going to go the way that it went, or the lawsuits. But that would be, I think that would be unconstitutional. Okay, and I'll tell you why in a second. The second quote was from Barron's, and it said, as long as sellers can make buyer broker commission offers, they will continue to offer customary commissions. Okay, basically price fixing. I disagree, and I have one argument to make. And then, Tony, I know I teed it up for you. You're going to crush this one. My biggest argument against this is the for sale by owner. So, are you honestly going to say that you're going to be able to tell a for sale by owner they can't offer to compensate buyer brokers who bring them buyers? And secondly, that's the purest form of capitalism right there. When you look at the situation and you have a for sale by owner who is specifically trying to pay less commission by doing it themselves, which we know, what, about 7% of people try it? And yet you talk to a for sale by owner and they say, sure, Mike, we're happy to pay a buyer's agent if you bring us a great buyer, because they understand it widens the market. They get more buyers, more offers, and a higher sale price. It's not because they're being generous. They're not, Tony, they're not sitting there going, oh, I feel bad for all those agents out there working. Let's pay them. They don't care. They're doing it because it helps them. Period. Your thoughts, Tony?
Yes, no, exactly. We're not in an industry where they are forced to use us. So we're in an industry where we should, and I feel real estate agents should be allowed to charge for their services, because it's not required. If a seller wants to sell a house, you legally could sell your house yourself. Buyer, you don't want to use me to use my buyer's agreement, go find another agent, or go door to door to listing agents yourself. There's no, it's a free market. We have a right to do that. And in this free market, what I look at that, like I was booking in a flight the other day, and sorry, not take up too much time, is bundle, 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 and then you go, you could get this, a checked bag, a check this, a check that, check this. And I kind of thought about it, like, yeah, that's what we were doing. It's like, here's a buyer's agent, here's a seller's agent package. Now we're unbundling it. And what happens when you unbundle things? For
Cost
some
more.
people, it costs more, and it's gonna cost more to some. Not saying numbers, but me personally as an agent, my prices just went up. My prices aren't going down, because my time is still the same. So I've been telling agents this, and hopefully everyone under, we did not agree to change our pricing at all. We did not agree. It's just how we explain pricing, and then we're unbundling it, which is fine. Now you have to do it. Now it's just not automatic. It's not like an automatic, like go buy a plane ticket, you automatically, I have to buy the bundle. That's what the consumers thought. That's what the sellers thought. They're upset. I don't want the bundle. I want to unbundle it. Well, some sellers are going to unbundle it and end up paying more in the long run, because it's now unbundled, if that
Yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, Tony, one of my arguments against this whole thing is that consumers have always had choices. There's always discount brokers. They could go for sale by owner. They could offer and pay whatever they want. It's just like any other service out there, just like airlines. You could fly Spirit or you could fly first class with American. You don't have to pay for anything.
And a little training, jump in, like example, like I just made the example of, if I told a seller without throwing out numbers, this, I charge this, we're going to leave it open for all buyers agents to bring whatever they want. And they go, well, what's the advantage of me offering a buyer's agent something? I go, well, we'll tell the buyer's agents, this is what you're offering, and don't come out with anything more. This is all you're comfortable paying. So we're bundling up, so we're going to stop. We're going to stop them in their tracks before they even send us an offer, saying, hey, my maximum a seller is going to pay you is X, and that they won't go any higher. So that's the other advantage. So if a seller says, well, what's the advantages of both? Is one advantage, let's leave it open market, because let's just look at the net. Well, what's the advantage the other way? Well, because you're putting a maximum on it. So if some agent comes in at higher, and then they have to worry about their buyers paying them the difference, or not making that much money, if that makes sense.
Perfect. Perfect explanation, Tony. I'm going to make one last point and I'll throw it to you for final thoughts and then we'll take questions. It's all about choices. And I heard someone put it really succinctly and I love this. You alluded to it a few minutes ago. Look, you don't have to hire an agent, period. And what you pay if you do hire is negotiable, just like attorneys and accountants. You could do your own taxes, you could represent yourself in court. But a lot of people want the highest level of representation possible. And that's us, guys. When it comes to real estate, people can choose to hire us for buying and for selling two separate pieces. They can choose to hire us and get the highest level of representation possible. Final thoughts?
Yeah, final, just quick on the buyer side, without throwing out a number, is that you could have your a VIP service. There's only one of you. So if you have to have five buyers that want to go see houses this weekend and you have different buyers agreements, if they want certain different services, you could unbundle your services. Well, if I have to drop the ball and show you houses on weekends, I get paid this. I get paid this if I put this much time in. If I show you five houses, 10 houses, or 100 houses, you get to unbundle that. And that's the I feel is the beauty of what's happening now, is now agents could really be specific for exact services, exact time of what they want to get paid out of things. So hopefully
Awesome.
that was
Tony,
a good final
pure gold today.
thought. Yeah,
Yeah, pure, that was pure gold today. So many good thoughts. Bottom line, guys, it's separate, it's negotiable, be transparent. We're gonna hang around and answer a few questions, but please make sure to subscribe on YouTube, watch us on Facebook, 21 Mike Team, and of course, podcast Free Beer and Real Estate. We'll be here every Tuesday. Tony and I do this 11:30 to 11:50. And if by chance there's a topic you want us to cover, I saw someone asked more about how we're going to present buyer's agency agreements. We've done a couple times on that, but I think it's worth revisiting. So hit me up, Mike at 21mike.com, if you want to send over a topic you want us to cover, and we'll be here every Tuesday. Thanks, guys.
We hope you enjoyed Free Beer and Real Estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike Team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.